Okay, so the week hasn't been going that smoothingly. Is that a word? Smoothingly? I have a lot to tell you. And in this segment, I'm probably going to complain a little bit. I'm going to talk about a book, but I'm going to talk about more about the book in the second and third segment of the show. Oh, hi, everybody. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. And, you know, it's me, Michael. How you doing? I'm having a bad... Let's start with the Saturday mow. When we last talked, I did not get the Wednesday mow in. So that meant I had to do the mow on Saturday. I generally do the mow on Saturday and then again on Wednesday as we've been going through the summer. I love doing the mow. I do. I love mowing the grass. Just, it's a Zen meditation thing for me. It takes, and it's been this way for years. When I had all these kids at home and an annoying wife and God love her. I don't want to say anything bad about her. But actually she was quite good. Let me just state that she was quite good. She ran a family very well. She kept the kids busy and she understood a very important rule that I had. And she respected it. And that rule is when Dad is mowing the lawn, nobody is to talk to him. Now, and I remember my mom saying, my mom was at the house one time. She said to the then Mrs. Crow, she said, "What if one of the kids breaks their arm?" And she sat, my wife sat back and she thought about it for a minute. And she said, "Well, it would depend on if the bone had come out and they were bleeding. If it was just a sprain or a simple, fracture, I would give them some Tylenol and we would wait until Dad got done with the lawn. But if one of the kids was bleeding excessively, then I guess it would be okay to interrupt him." And I had to agree with her. That was a pretty good answer. Got to give her credit where credit is due. So, that was good. But anyway, I enjoy mowing my lawn. I stop thinking about everything when I mow the lawn. I go out there, I start the mower up, and I do not have my cell phone in the pocket. I do not have any way to be contacted. I have my sunglasses on. And at that time, in the early days, I had these really cool sunglasses, these Ray-Ban sunglasses that looked like something that Sonny Crockett out of Miami Vice would wear. They were good. They were not cheap. And I had these sunglasses. I would put on my sunglasses, and I have this obnoxious hat that my former producer, Scotty, gave to me, 30 years ago. I still got the hat. I still wear the hat now when I mow the lawn. That's how long I've had the hat. All right, I love this hat. It's a floppy hat, covers my ears real well because I'm very fair complected. And the sun gets to the top of my ears. I put that on, put on my really cool sunglasses, and I'd go out and mow the yard. And even today, I don't have the coolest sunglasses in the world, but I'm getting there. I'm getting there. Actually, I should review sunglasses. I've got Shady Rays. If you've ever been on the internet, they're constantly pestering you to buy them. So I bought them, and they were okay. And after I had my cataract surgery, I hadn't been wearing sunglasses in a long time, to tell you the truth. And after when I had the cataract surgery, my doctor said, "You have to wear sunglasses whenever you're outside or you're just going to go nuts. You're going to just hate your life if you don't wear sunglasses." I said, okay. So, I went and I had to buy readers. I made the mistake of going to Walgreens to buy all this stuff. Don't ever buy readers at Walgreens. They're like $8, $9. And I bought a pair of Foster Grant sunglasses there. Then I said, Foster Grant sunglasses? Okay, I got to do better than this. Well, I got to tell you, right now, the Foster Grants are my favorite sunglasses. And they're kind of cool looking. They are kind of cool looking. Back to my lawn. Anyway, when I spoke to you last, I was going to mow the yard on Saturday. I didn't get the Wednesday mow in, and I was going to have to do it on Saturday. Saturday comes rolling around. Okay, it just comes rolling around. I had my schedule set Saturday morning, going to mow the lawn I'm all set. Got my foster grandson. I got my hat on. I got all this stuff on. I walked out. I opened up the garage door, and I walked out there, and I looked up at the sky, and the sky was turning black, and lightning was dropping all around. I said, I'm going to have to put this on hold for a little bit. I'll just go do something else. And something else, you know, took on to something else and to something else. You know, life happens, man. It just absolutely happens. And then the lovely Mrs. Kroos number two, not the other, the one I was just talking about, but Mrs. Kroos before this Mrs. Kroos, calls me up and she goes, I want to go to this store called Five or Below. I said, okay, well, have a good time. She goes, no, I want you to come with me. I said, oh, okay. So I hopped in her car, had my sunglasses on, my foster grants. I didn't wear the hat because, you know, it was her late husband who years ago was my radio producer who gave me the hat, and I didn't want her to feel weird. So I left the hat home. And as soon as I get in the car, she goes, where's your hat? I said, I left it in the house. She goes, oh, okay. So anyhow, yeah, I cannot predict women. I'm terrible at this. I'm bad. I need help. So anyway, yeah, and she's just as good as gold. Let me take a drink of water. I am relatively disturbed now, and I'm going to need your help. I just know it. So we go to Five or Below. What that means, you know, I'm dumb. Oh, I'm saying, what is this? They sell like cold stuff? I mean, you know, is it Five Below? She goes, no, moron. She said, $5 or less. I said, well, why didn't they say five or less? They said Five or Below. I said, okay. So we go into the store, and it's like a dollar store on steroids because everything is $5 or less. And I go into the electronics system or station, and they've got all this stuff. And I say, wow, this is cool. And, you know, I've got these three grandkids. So I said, I wonder what they have here cool for the grandkids. And the former Mrs. Kroos is overlooking for journals and stuff like this. And I wander into the kids area. And I was going to buy them a bunch of stuff, but I saw one thing. I saw one thing. And that was it. It was $5. And it was a bubble thingy. And there were three of them. I got three grandkids that live close to me now, right? They live a mile and 7/10 away from me. I've got a big backyard, and I had this comes with three things that, and they've got the bubble stuff in it already. And you just unscrew it and you pull the thing out and you wave it, and it makes giant bubbles. And I'm not talking about big bubbles. It makes giant bubbles. So I said, okay, you know, I got that for the grandkids. And you know, I got that all set. And then, you know, by the time we get home, it's really hot. And I said, well, you know what? I'm going to do the Saturday mow on Sunday. Sunday it rained. Couldn't do the mow. I said, okay. That means I have to do the Saturday mow that is making up for the Wednesday mow that I didn't do and the Sunday mow that I didn't do on Monday. And I had to rearrange my schedule. So I said, I got to get I went out and looked at my grass, and my grass is like enormously tall because we've been getting rain. And I said, oh man. So I go out and I start Mr. Lawnmower up. I put on my hat. I put on my foster grants and, you know, left the phone in the house and took off to mow the yard. Well, I got to tell you something. My next door neighbor has a thermometer on his side yard that I can see from my yard. And I looked at it, and it said 104 degrees. Now, I don't want to be one of these people who, you know, thinks that global warming is real, except it is. But I'm going to tell you something. I have worked outside in Florida my whole life, my whole professional life, 45 plus years. I have worked outside in Florida among the floral and fauna. I have been outside. I'm an outside person. We never had temperatures in Florida. Surprisingly enough, we never had temperatures in Florida over 100 degrees until about 2 years ago. And then it's just been coming. Well, I want you to know, I got the lawn done and I didn't get the edging. I was exhausted. I thought I was going to pass out. It was horrible. Rested a little bit, got the edging done, got all of that stuff done. So the Saturday mow got done. Needless to say, the Saturday mow got done on Monday, and consequently, the Wednesday mow this week did not happen for two reasons. D- didn't quite need it because it was just done on Monday, and it was too darn hot. I got to tell you, it's just been miserable out there. Maybe I'm getting old. I don't know. Anyway, I got this really cool book I'm going to give away to the first person who emails me. And by the way, that first email has to come after Saturday at 5 a.m. in the morning, Eastern Standard Time. The book is called The Hydroponic Garden Secret. It is a cool book. It's written by this woman. You can't buy it on Amazon. I looked. It's not there. It's written by this woman, Susan Patterson. The first person who emails me a picture of their lawn. And if you don't have a lawn, take a picture of somebody else's lawn. First person, michael.kroos@gmail.com, gets this really cool book, which I'll talk about in the next segment. Topping out today, which is Thursday, at 106 degrees in my next door neighbor's side yard. This is Ask the Garden Geek. Hi, everybody. I'm Michael Kroos, and it is stinking hot in Florida. It really is. I got this really cool book. I want to talk about this book. By the way, you can't buy this book. I get a lot of books. This book is, you can't buy it. They have to sell it to you. And the way I found this book is that I was on Facebook. And I'm looking, and they have ads running in there. And I had been doing some research on hydroponic gardening for a friend of mine, my daughter. And because I had done that, or maybe I was talking about it in the car, I don't know. But mystically, on Facebook, this ad, this video pops up about hydroponic gardening. So I clicked on it, and it was a cute little video. Talks about all about hydroponic gardening, blah, 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 blah. And you can get the book for free. And I said, oh, and it's a solid book. And I have it right here. Here it is. Boom. All right. You can get the book for free. Just pay shipping and handling and profit. And the free book was $9.95. when I went in there. So I said, well, it looks interesting. I think I will buy it. I actually bought the book. I don't buy books. People send me books. But I bought this book. And I said, I'm going to look it over. And I will just have all of this information. Well, let me tell you something. When people publish books, they do it in different ways. And this book was published for one reason and one reason only. And that was to sell you other stuff. And it was put out by the Alternative Daily out of Jupiter, Florida. TheAlternativeDaily.com is their website. So if you want this book, you might try going to TheAlternativeDaily.com. And maybe you can figure out a way to get it. Because it's not on Amazon. I looked on Amazon. The author is a lady by the name of Susan Patterson. So I went on. And she's written other books that seem strange. One of them's a gardening book from a few years ago that you can't get new. They only have used, and they want $45 for it. And I got to tell you, she writes good books. And another one was about arthritis, and another one seemed to be a kid's book. But this book, The Hydroponic Garden Secret, How to Grow More Food Faster All Year Long by this really nice lady, Susan Patterson. Let me read about her first, because this is kind of cool. Even though you can't get the book, unless you go, I guess you can go to that website. I haven't gone to the website yet. I probably should have done that before the show. But let me read you about her. Susan Patterson is a master gardener, certified health coach, which explains why she wrote books about arthritis and stuff, and published author. She has been gardening and growing food for her family for over 30 years. She doesn't look that old. She looks young, I got to tell you. And has an extensive knowledge of horticulture, homesteading, natural health, and organic living. She has written 23 books, including her best-selling garden book, The Secret Garden, that has sold more than 80,000 copies. Now, that one's on Amazon, but again, you can't get a new copy of it. You can only get an old copy of it for $45. I said, okay, that's weird. Let's see. What does it say? I wonder if she lives down in... Okay. All right, I need my readers. I've determined I need my readers. Okay. Anyway, it sold all these in a year. Susan lives in the mountains of Arizona with her family and numerous animals. And when she's not in the garden, you can find her hiking, biking, kayaking, and creating recycled art with her husband. Well, isn't that nice? Why don't you make your book available to everybody easily? I don't know. It's a cool book. Let's talk about hydroponic gardening. Now, I usually don't do things on hydroponic gardening. Well, I don't, although I like hydroponic gardening. For years, I didn't do things on hydroponic gardening because people primarily used hydroponic gardening to grow marijuana. And I was like the anti-marijuana guy. I guess I still am. I don't smoke marijuana. I think smoking marijuana makes you stupid, and it is stupid. That's just me. You're probably going to disagree with you. Most of you are, as it turns out, going to disagree with me on that. But I stayed away from hydroponic gardening because that's what people were using it for. But now, you know, if you want to use it for pot, go ahead. I used to grow the most wonderful tomatoes and other things, and my daughter wants to do hydroponic gardening. And she wants to grow tomatoes, and she wants to grow cucumbers. I think she wants to grow pot. Now, she's living over at her mother's house with my three grandkids. I think she wants to grow pot. I could be wrong. I don't think her mother would be happy with her doing that. But I know she will grow tomatoes. So I got this book, and I started going through it. Now, what plants need? This is one of the things. It says, growing plants without soil, the benefits of growing hydroponically. Hydroponic pioneers, tells you about that, blah, blah, blah. Here's the good thing. They talk about building a foundation of things in motion. When you're growing hydroponically, you're either growing in pure water or you're growing in some medium that is not soil. My hydroponic gardening has, in my own personal experience, has been growing in rock wall. I kind of like that. Or growing in coconut, the coconut fiber. I've done that. Okay? Let's see. The key elements of the hydroponic system, if you're growing inside, you need grow lights. You need growing mediums. Here's the most important thing, and she does a pretty good job in this book about talking about this, and that is the nutrition solution. And you see, that's the secret to good hydroponic growing. And you talk about water, the water reservoir, the grow tray, the pump, the air stone, the types of hydroponic systems, all of these things you can talk about, and it's quite interesting. Now, one of the things I want to talk about now, if I can, is I'm using a different microphone, and I have to get used to it. All right, I'll be going back to the old microphone next week. Let's talk a little bit about systems, okay? The Wick system. The Wick system is a passive hydroponic system that has no moving parts, and it's pretty easy. You've got little pots sitting on top of water, and you've got a wick that goes down there that pulls up the water and the nutrients. Pretty easy, okay? There's instructions in the book on how to do it too, by the way, so I like that. There's deep water culture. They do that over at Disney World, at Epcot, in there, where it's just going into water. You've got to have a pump. You've got to keep the water moving and all that good type of stuff. There's the drip system, which I like also, where you've got a water source, which is usually a big, you know, tub, and then a pump that shoots the water over the plants and the nutrients over the plants that are growing in some type of system. More in just a moment. Continuing now, our either very exciting or very boring discussion on hydroponics. And we're talking about systems. And right now I want to talk about the ebb and flow system. By the way, all of this is in this book, The Hydroponic Garden Secret, How to Grow More Food Faster All Year Long. And as far as I can tell, the only place you can buy it is at the alternativedaily.com outfit out of Jupiter, Florida, which is down by Palm Beach. And when I saw it, and I was telling you before, when I found this on Facebook, I bought it. Well, I got it for free. I just paid postage, handling, and profit, $9.95. But they wanted to sell me a ton of more stuff. They wanted to sell me all of these supercharged systems and blah, blah, blah. They wanted me to spend gads of money. By the time I kept saying no, 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 every screen you'd go to, it took me 10 minutes to get to the end screen where I just paid the $9.95 and then off it got. And it came relatively quickly. Now, ebb and flow system. At first glance, the ebb and flow system looks complicated, but it really is actually quite simple once it's set up. The ebb and flow system is a pretty easy to manage and can be adapted for any size space. So they talk about that. They go into great detail, what parts you need. Some of the other systems that they talk about, the nutrient film, NFT, and that is where you have an elevated growing thing and you have water going in the top of it and going down and going through the roots and then draining down to a bottom tank where it's then, you know, redone into that. Then there's something called aeroponics. I've never seen that successfully done, but, you know, aeroponic system is most high-tech type of hydroponic gardening. And you can read it in a book. It's real interesting. And the Krakke method, which is also water-based, and it looks good. And, you know, all of these things. And they have simple jars that you can make to grow herbs. Now, a friend of mine that I went to high school with a million years ago, I just saw this in this book where they take mason jars and they set it up as little hydroponic plant things. She used to grow herbs. She was a chef. I mean, you know, she fancied herself as a chef. I'm not mentioning her name because I got to tell you, her cooking was... Anyway, she fancied herself as a chef, and she grew the herbs this way. And I thought it was cute. She had them, you know, in the kitchen on the window. And you need a wide mouth mason jar, black spray paint. She did all of this the same way. You need grow pots, baskets, and all of this. It's real simple. They tell you how to make it in the book, and it was quite good. Now I know a guy. It's actually the lovely ex-Mrs. Croce, number two, favorite ex-Mrs. Croce's ex-boyfriend, who's got a hydroponic system going down at his home in Largo that I visited that he set up out of 5-gallon buckets and totes. And it is a water-based system. And he is growing. Oh, man, he gave me some broccoli, and it tasted so good because he got the nutrient system down really good, which is, you know, what's good. And here's, they tell you the 5-gallon bucket deep system for water culture is in here. That's how I used to grow tomatoes hydroponically and did all of that. So it's quite good. The PVC film or nutrient film technique system, which is a little bit higher. He's got something like that set up. I haven't looked at it that much. I just glanced at it. And then they talk about in the book, the growing process, starting seeds. I start seeds. I don't know how the book tells you how to start seeds, but I start seeds in straight pure vermiculite and I use Super Thrive. I get the really water, you know, I water it down to where it's really wet and then I put the seeds down and then I sprinkle vermiculite on top of the seeds and then I gently water it again with Super Thrive. Cap of Super Thrive in a gallon of water. After you get them developed roots, then you transplant them into your hydroponic system. That is how I do it. Tips for success that's in the book. You know, because there's a lot of ways to fail in hydroponics. A lot of ways. I saw a guy who was growing bean sprouts hydroponically down in Largo many, many years ago. He was selling them to restaurants. He had quite a business going. He had some of the best restaurants in our area that were buying these. He was delivering. They would grow overnight. He would deliver them the next day. Because he did not follow the cleanliness rules of hydroponic growing, he got he got a virus in there, and it just wiped him out. And he could not, it took him, 2 weeks to get it all cleaned out. And by then, he had lost most of his customers. So cleanliness is good. The nutrient solution, that's the big one. Okay, that is the big one. What do they say? For best results, change out your nutrient system weekly or at the minimum top off your system with clean water. And they're not talking about what nutrients to use. They don't do that in great detail. I need to write a book about nutrition in plants, both hydroponic and in the ground. I need to do that because I've got some expertise in that, simply because I hung out with the people at Dr. Chatelier's who developed hydroponic growing systems and the nutrients that went with them. So I've learned about that. Reservoir temperature, you can't let it get too cold. All of those, it has to have good airflow. You've got to watch your plants. Daily inspection of plants, okay? And only change one thing at a time. And by the way, it's very important to start with healthy plants. If you start with plants that are not healthy and you think you're going to have a problem with it, and you're going to try and, you're going to try and cure it hydroponically, you're not. Trust me, you're not. They're going to die. Okay, in conventional gardening, fungus and bacteria thrive in the soil. Hydroponic growing, the most common causes of disease are environmental in nature. Disease can be spread rapidly in close growing conditions, so it's important that you have, each plant has enough individual growing space. And if you get that, if you get a disease, you can't treat it. You just have to pull the plants out, clean the system totally with bleach, and then you're done. They talk about the different diseases that you can get in the book. Pests are a problem. And they talk about that. Here's how I handle pests hydroponically. This is how in the years past when I did hydroponics, and I haven't done it in years, I used to use Safer insecticidal soap, and then Safer had another version of it that was Safer insecticidal soap with pyrethiums. I cannot find the Safer insecticidal soap with pyrethiums. What a friend of mine who is doing a lot of commercial growing hydroponically is using is a organic product called Essentria. And you've got to look for it. I found it on Amazon. It's made up of many botanicals. And I got to tell you, the stuff works. It works wonderfully, except I can't stand the smell. But as it turns out, I'm the only person in the universe who can't stand the smell. Everybody else loves the smell, except me. I am the only one who does not like the smell, but everyone else loves it. I have some Essentria here. You know where I keep it? I keep it in a plastic toolbox in my backyard, in the corner of my backyard. So I kept it in the garage once, and the smell just permeated the concrete in my garage. It was awful. But everybody else said, oh, it smells wonderful in your garage. No, it didn't. I hated it. So I keep it out there. I use Essentria on my exterior plants, 100% organic. Every ingredient in it is classified by the Environmental Protection Agency as generally regarded as safe. So it's good stuff. You can use it right up to you can use it right up to where you harvest, and it's not going to hurt you. As a matter of fact, it's all botanicals. It's basically food grade, so it's good. Whereas with the Safer insecticidal soap with the pyrethium, even though the pyrethium was natural, I don't think I'd want to eat pyrethium because when you breathe pyrethiums, it gets funky. I'm not a big lover of pyrethiums simply because they make me sneeze. I mean, they do. They work quite well, but it makes me sneeze and it gets my eyes watery. So I don't like that. But that is what I suggest is the Essentria. They talk about using beneficial predators, which I agree with, horticulture oils and herbal extracts. I like the Essentria. And then they talk about nutrient deficiencies. Anyway, the name of the book, once again, The Hydroponic Garden Secret, and it is by Susan Patterson. You can only get it, go to this website, thealternativedaily.com. You can't buy it at a store, but it's a good book. I highly, highly recommend it. Sitting here in the Ask the Garden Geek studios, producing what can only be described as brilliant radio. Yeah, I don't like myself much, do I? Anyway, and I'm drinking water. Hi, everybody. Michael Gross here. And in the last couple of segments, I talked about this really cool book. In the first segment, I talked about the book a little bit and said I'm giving it away because you can't buy the darn thing. I've got one. I'm going to give it away. I didn't talk about it in the two segments previous to this because those two segments are going into the podcast. They're going to go on radio, but they're also going into the podcast, which is the Ask the Garden Geek podcast. Just go to Google. You'll find us. We're all over any place podcasts are, we are. But you can find that there. And, you know, since I have a podcast, I think I can swear there if I want to, but I just don't. But anyway, if you want this book, you have to send me a photograph of your lawn. And if you don't have a lawn, go take a picture of somebody else's lawn. Okay? You know, thrill me. Thrill me. Show me your lawn. You know what I would really like? Is if you have a lawn with problems and you take pictures of it and you send it to me. The first one who does it is going to get the book. You send it to michael.cross@gmail.com. But the other exciting thing, the other really exciting thing about this is if you send me pictures of your lawn with problems, I get to come on the radio and I'll talk about each one of your lawns. I won't name your name or give your address, but I'll talk about each one of your lawns that have problems and I'll give you ways to do it. You know, we used to take calls, and when the show started airing at 4 o'clock in the morning, I said, we're not taking calls because I'm not going to be up at 4 o'clock in the morning. But now, on the podcast, when you go to our podcast site, and again, just go to askthegardengeek.com. Don't even go there. Go to askthegardengeek at anchor.fm. Just Google Ask the Garden Geek and put in the word Anchor FM. It'll take you to our site where you can listen to all our podcasts. But there's a thing on there where it says, leave me a voice message. And you can leave me a voice message on your computer or tablet or smartphone, whatever you are, whatever you have. You can leave me a message with a question. And we'll edit that right in and slap it in the show. How cool is that? And I haven't even talked about this before. And I've had, you know, I had a lady leave me a rant, and it was really odd, where she was talking about a show I did 20 years ago about oregano. It was really weird. It was just really, really weird. I remember the show. It was an herbalist, a famous one. I forget his name now, but he's been on all the television shows. And he wrote a book. What was the name of the book? The Cure is in the Cupboard. That's what it was, where he talked about, and he sent me some oregano 20 years ago when I had him on the show. It was done through a publicist, and he comes on, and he's got this real deep radio voice, and he comes on and talks about this, that oregano cures everything, and I'm saying, yeah, right. But he gives me this oregano, and it's in a little bottle, and I was up at my office in Tarpon Springs, and my late mom worked in the office. And I handed it to her. I said, that's oregano. And she opens the top up, and the phone rang, and she accidentally spilled it on her blotter. Not the whole thing, just a couple, you know, just a little bit of it on her blotter. We had to, like, close down the office because the smell was so bad. I took the blotter out and threw it in the dumpster. And I came in and I got some XO odor eliminator and I sprayed down the office. We couldn't answer phones or do anything for about 30 minutes till I got the smell of that out of there. And she says, you know, take the bottle and put it outside. Don't bring it back in here. So I'm going nuts. So I did that. But anyway, never got to see if it cured anything because Mom didn't want it anywhere around. It's just that way. So anyway, if you want this book, send me a picture of your yard. First one who does at michael.kroos@gmail.com. First one who does gets the book. There has to be a picture of your lawn. And it has to. And by the way, I have some listeners who get this show before it airs on Saturday, and I have no idea how they get it. On a secret way, the network sticks it someplace on the internet, and a couple of my listeners have figured out how to find it. They'll have it tonight. Thursday night, they will have it, because a couple of them send me emails and ask questions and comment. I have no idea how they get it. But I want to make it fair to everybody. If you're one of those people who get the show first, do me a favor and do not enter until Saturday morning after 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Anyway, I mentioned I'm drinking water. The doctor said I have to drink water, and I'm drinking more and more water. My youngest son, Zach, and his girlfriend have told me they did not approve of the way I was drinking water, and I thought I was doing so good. I got a reusable water jug, but it's plastic. But it's a real good one. I paid some money for this thing, and it's big. It holds a lot of water. And they said, no, you have to get steel. I said, why? Because the plastics have all these stuff that soaks out into the water, and it's bad for you. I said, are you sure? And they didn't seem, but anyway, I go out this morning and with Zach, and we buy, I go into the store. You know how much these steel things cost? And they're not even big. It was like $22. I said, are you kidding? But he said, get it. I've got one. You get one. So I got it. I got to tell you, I used it today. I came home. I left there. You know, we left the store and came back to the house. And I used my ice machine, filled it full of ice, filled it full of water. And I'm drinking out of it now from that water. And water's still cold. I mean, just super, super cold. So it's the best water thing I ever got. It was $22, but it's the best, and it's steel. Don't use aluminum. You know, she told me, his girlfriend said, do not use aluminum because the stuff comes off of aluminum and it gives you Alzheimer's disease. I don't know, but I've heard that aluminum, you know, I don't know. I have no idea if that's correct, but I'm doing this. And she told me today, she goes, you know something, Dad? I said, what? She goes, you need a wife. I said, I don't have one. She goes, well, you need one. I said, I don't date. She goes, well, you need to start. I'm afraid to. She goes, ask your radio audience. See if there's any single woman in your radio audience that wants to date you. I said, I can't do that. She goes, do it anyway. Oh, I guess I'm doing that. But you see, I live in Florida, and I don't do long-distance relationships. But if you want to write to me, michael.kroos@gmail.com. You have to be over 50. You can't be young. You got to be over 50. The things I do.